one of the fallacies that people say when you're talking about whether it's a good idea to buy gold or silver, the fallacy is that, oh, well, gosh, if I buy gold, it's just going to sit there. It's not working for me. And people think that if they put the money in the stock market, well, then it's working for me. You know, then I'm getting dividends. Then I'm getting returns. It's working for me. Of course, at that point, you also have all this taxation and reporting requirements, and you don't even have custody. So it could be just stolen from you in the great financial reset. Or if a brokerage house goes bankrupt, they just steal your funds. You know, it's a bail-in situation, and now it's theirs, not yours. But here's a demonstration that I learned from Andy Shechtman in a recent interview. He said, look, go back to 1971. How much did a decent house cost in 1971? And it was about $20,000 or even less. So let's just say $20,000. You could have bought a very nice house, like a three-bedroom house, you know, maybe two bathrooms or one and a half baths, something like that. Pretty decent house in the early 1970s for a family in America with maybe even an acre of land. You know, it's a pretty decent setup, okay? In a nice, clean neighborhood. All right, $20,000. Now, how many ounces of gold was that in 1971? In 71, I believe the price of gold was $35 because it was, fixed until it was taken off the gold standard. But I think it was $35. If it wasn't exactly that, give me a little bit of give or take here. We're using rough numbers. But let's say it's $35. So then how many ounces of gold would it have taken to buy a decent house, like a middle-class house in 1971? So, you know, you take, of course, the $20,000 divided by 35, and you get, I think, the number you get is 571. So 571 ounces of gold is what it would take you to buy a house in 1971. Now, here's the question. We're told that housing is the best investment, that housing holds its value better than anything. But if you take that house in 1971 and you fast forward to today, how much is it worth? Or really, a more accurate question is, how much does a house like that cost today? A house of the same quality, let's say. And the answer to that is, depending on where you are, obviously, but let's say $300,000 to $400,000. Not the exact same house, but a house like that. Okay, how much is the gold worth? So that's easy, 571 ounces times the current price of gold, which is, I mean, the spot is essentially $2,400, and you know, there's a little bit of premium to have it in coin format, so you could say roughly $2,500 per coin. So how much does that give you? 571 times $2,500. All right, so I'm going to round this up, just rough numbers. We're going to say that's worth getting close to 1.4 million, something like that. All right, now, or maybe even 1.5. So how many houses can you buy now today with, let's say, 1.4 or $1.5 million? How many houses of the same quality that you had in 1971? Well, three or four. So, in other words, if you had just held onto gold since 1971, it would have outperformed real estate. And by the way, it also outperformed the stock market by far. And it outperformed virtually every other asset that you could think of, unless you were lucky enough to know to buy, you know, Microsoft on day one or something. But if you don't have a time machine, you probably can't figure that out. So the best performing asset overall, including dividends and compounding interest and all that stuff, was literally a pile of gold that you buried in the yard. Nothing performed as well as that pile of gold. So to those people who think, well, I don't want to buy gold and sit on it, it's not working for me. Actually, it is. It's working better than anything else that you could possibly invest in. Better than bonds, better than treasuries, better than the stock market, better than housing and real estate. Better than all those things. The best store of value that you could imagine is gold. And by gold, I also mean the precious metals that go with it, you know, silver and platinum and palladium in a general sense. But gold is the one that gets the most attention and is the most obvious to people. Now, gold has many other advantages that make it even better. One is that once you take possession, then you have it in self-custody. Whereas money in a bank, money in the stock market, money in a brokerage house, and so on, all that money can vanish. It can be taken from you in a bankruptcy, in a bailout, or a bail-in, or a default, a collapse, whatever the case may be. You're losing. And a lot of people don't realize that because your investments are in dollars, even if you get a return in dollars, those dollars don't hold value anyway. So you're losing probably 15 to 20% of the purchasing power of the dollar every single year. So even if you're making, let's say, 12% annual returns on your stocks, you're still losing. You're losing big time because you're losing purchasing power. Whereas gold maintains that power year after year. Gold does the job that you were hoping stocks would do. And when the system craters, you have possession of your gold. So you don't instantly lose it. It doesn't just vanish. Money can vanish in banks. We saw that last year with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and several other banks. It just vanished. It was gone. Some people got bailed out, but not everybody, by the way. Did you know that? Foreign account holders did not get bailed out. They lost everything. And the FDIC said that, yeah, they will bail out some banks, but not all banks. And then I think it was Yellen who was asked, well, how do we know which banks you're going to bail out? She said, well, we're going to take that on a case-by-case basis. So, what? So, you don't even know. It's Russian roulette with your money. You put it in a bank, you kiss it goodbye. Put it in gold, you own it. You have it. You have control over it. No one can take it from you unless they know where you hid it. Or maybe you have it vaulted in a vaulting service, which is highly secure, way more secure than in a bank. Another important property of gold is that it can't be tracked. Once you have it in your possession, nobody knows where it is. No government knows. No, the thieves don't know. Nobody knows. The person trying to steal it out of your account doesn't know because it's not in an account. It can't be hacked. It can't be, there's no cybercrime that can steal your gold, in other words. And by the way, you don't need a password to access it. So this is the advantage of gold over Bitcoin. Although Bitcoin has its place, it's got its own advantages because it's digital and it's easy to move around and it's fast and it's highly divisible. Gold doesn't need a password. So especially if you are at all challenged by the tech of Bitcoin, of a wallet, and what is a seed phrase, and where did I put my password, and how do I reinstall when my computer crashed, how do I recover my coins, and I forgot how to log in, where do I go to exchange Bitcoin for something, how do I use Bitcoin again, you know, all those questions. Gold is easy. Gold is just, it's physical, it's an element, it's there, it's not going to disappear, it will not vanish, not even in a fire, because you can't burn gold. You can burn fiat currency cash, by the way, obviously. You know, rats can eat it. If you hide cash in the walls, rats can eat all your cash and make nests out of it. Rats don't eat gold or silver. And again, even in a house fire, all you can do is melt the gold, but you can't burn it up. You can't set it on fire and lose it. So gold will just have more and more value compared to the dollar as the dollar evaporates and eventually goes to zero, which means that even having a discussion about pricing gold in dollars doesn't compute, actually, because it will be irrelevant. Dollars will go to zero. So this is why the people who bought gold in the last couple of years, you know, I've been recommending gold for a long time, probably on and off 20 years, but especially in the last few years, I've been really advocating for gold and silver. And people who bought it are extremely happy because it's gone up, up, up in terms of the value of the dollar. And silver, it's back up approaching $29 again too. And also silver has a very bright future on top of all that. So people who bought gold and silver, very happy. They've seen a lot of value that has been preserved because of that. And those who didn't buy gold and silver, you haven't yet missed the boat either, by the way, because it looks like there's a tremendous upside for the price of gold and silver. It's going to go much, much higher, you know, in terms of the dollar, based on the fundamentals that we are dealing with right now. So don't think like you've missed the boat. And let me plug our gold and silver sponsors here. There's two of them. If you want gold and silver coins, go to metalswithmike.com, and that will take you to the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. I've worked with them for several years. They have insured, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They have excellent customer service, outstanding reputation. They're professionals. They can set you up with a silver IRA that's IRS compliant. They do vaulting services, the whole deal. metalswithmike.com. I do not earn a percentage on those sales. The other one is if you want the form called Goldbacks, then you can go to verifiedgoldbacks.com. That's our affiliate site. We are compensated a small percentage on those sales because we do the lab testing. So we do lab testing to verify the 24 karat gold that's embedded into each goldback bill. And you can get them in denominations like 1/1000th of an ounce. It's a one goldback. Very beautiful, by the way. Or you can get 5, 10, 25, 50. 50s are thick and heavy. They're big. It's got 51/1000th of an ounce of gold in the bill. So that's another way to actually stack gold, is to stack it in the form of goldbacks. Now, in that form, there's a premium over the spot price of gold, because it's not just a lump of gold. You know, it's formed into a high utility bill in this case. But you can check out the prices at verifiedgoldbacks.com, and people who bought goldbacks are very happy about how they've gone up in dollar value, by the way. So check out those two resources if you want to help support us and support our sponsors. And in the meantime, take steps to protect yourself from the collapse of the banks, the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the treasuries, and all these things that are headed our way. We're entering some very dangerous times, so be on guard for sudden collapse scenarios and massive confiscation. Remember what the globalists say: you will own nothing and be happy. Well, how are they going to make sure you own nothing? They're going to collapse everything and steal everything and take it from you. It's called the Great Reset. That's what's coming. Or the Great Taking. All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and 1s. That's a stack of 1s. This is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations, so it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site. We do earn a little bit off your purchase there, but what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here, this is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real. It's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 100 and, what was it, typically 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet, and then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory, and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first, you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool, and then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got from a low of 102.89% or 101.96%, that's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love, they recognize this, they see, wow, that's gold, and they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold, just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers, Goldbacks are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase Goldbacks and you can help support this platform at the same time because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, you're like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold because it's better than just 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com and we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research, and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick and it's much larger than the one. Because there's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier, it's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1000ths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the Goldback Company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.